Welcome to Newspox.
Hello.
It's... I don't know what date it is. You've moved the calendar. I think it's Wednesday the 5th of July.
It is.
So welcome. Here's the news today. It's hot still.
We've got a celebrity guest as well this afternoon.
No, we haven't. We're not doing any more Welsh celebrity guests.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's just phoned up. She says she's not coming.
Have you got a recording of her phone? No. She's not coming?
No. Come on then, hit me with your news.
Budget air travel's gone mad.
Really?
London to Hong Kong, £75.
That seems very cheap. That's almost as much as it costs to go to Edinburgh on the train.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's
class.
£81 train from London to Manchester, so this is cheaper than that. Brilliant.
It's a long way, though, isn't it?
Obviously, lots of people are up in arms going, climate, blah, blah, blah.
Well, fair enough.
But
Is this including taxes and transfers?
It doesn't include transfers and it doesn't include taxes, but it's still a very good deal.
Well, let's go. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to wank.
Well, let's have a wank in Hong Kong.
I don't want to.
Okay.
We've not started it yet anyway. It's going to start in October.
Well, what are you doing in October?
Probably with some cheesy pasta and a wank.
What about having some cheesy noodles and a wank in Hong Kong?
Sushi and a wank.
Right, John Prescott. I'm going to do proper news. John Prescott's in trouble. Again, he's been hanging out with some American gambling boss who owns the Dome. This guy's trying to get the Dome made into a giant super casino. And John Prescott's been getting all sorts of favours off him. Not sexual.
Well, you say that.
So... You know, it's another scandal surrounding him, another bad smell. But also, there's renewed speculation about his private life after internet sites have named two women they said have been his mistresses. I've had a good look around the internet. I found a couple of sites who say they know who it is, but they can't publish it because they're going to get in trouble.
I think it's all going to come out the weekend.
Well, one of them, it said yesterday... That one of them was
an MP.
An MP, yeah.
Which one do you reckon it is?
I think it is.
There's no one we know, is it?
It's probably someone. You know, it's not going to be an Edwina Curry moment, is it?
No, it's going to be more of.
It's not going to be Margaret Beckett.
She's in the back benches. She's hoping to.
It's not going to be Harriet Harman.
It could be a Tory.
Nah. Other serious news.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the man's bottom. North Korea, they got some missiles. They've been firing them out to sea.
Oh, yeah, that's quite bad.
Well, everyone's going, oh, it's not fair. They could hit America. That makes it really bad. Well, surely America's got the most missiles out of everyone. They could hit anyone.
They can.
Perhaps they need to be checked and checked.
They shouldn't set them off.
Well, it apparently didn't work very well anyway. Anyway, in the sea, it was quite safe. They reckon if it was working, probably it could get to Alaska. But if you're going to blow up a bit of America, I think Alaska's probably the worst bit to do. Because hardly anyone lives there.
So, the best bit to do?
Best bit would be Washington. That's where the president lives. Or Hollywood, because that's where Arnold Schwarzenegger lives.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it if he got blown up. That'd be alright. David Walliams.
He done it.
We were saying about this before. He's all covered in goose fat, but it looks like he's covered in spunk.
He's one of the top 50 fastest people to swim the channel, which is quite impressive.
It is impressive.
My favourite bit about this story is him saying how he kept himself going by thinking of pop songs. Can you imagine David Walliams? He's not gay! Can you imagine whose songs he was thinking of while he was doing it?
Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
ABBA.
Yeah.
Morrissey.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's not gay. There was a streaker at Wimbledon yesterday. She's good.
Yeah.
I think when the Olympics is in London, it's going to be brilliant. There's going to be loads of streakers because it's one thing, that sporting thing, that this country does very well.
It's streak.
Streaking. Although this guy who streaked was Dutch, and it turns out he was a presenter of a TV programme called Try Before You Die. It was a challenge. But good on him. He's livened the day up for everybody. They all look very pleased. people who are looking at his cock.
Have you ever streaked?
No. Oh, no.
No, you have.
No.
I know one of our listeners has streaked.
Really? Name and shame?
I think he's called Simon. he's certainly done some streaking.
Really?
Yeah. So watch out for that. There's a new bed that's been made that floats.
Brilliant, I want one.
$800,000 at the moment.
I can't afford that.
But it might come down in price if it gets popular. it's all done with magnets and it just floats, and then it has some little wires keeping it in place so it doesn't float away and then fall.
Oh. Magnets are supposed to be good for PMT as well, so it might be, you know, a fancy bed, and also
husbands might think it's worth dishing out
exactly.
for it.
Exactly, husbands.
Husbands and boyfriends.
There's a woman who joined a Lonely Hearts agency. I love this story, and she's now trying to sue them because they sent her on 8 dates with rubbish blokes. she's not really trying to sue them. I mean, it says that in the headline, but you find out she just wants her £250 signing up fee refunded. She's 49. They put her in touch with 8 men. She says they're all social misfits. I asked to meet a rugged, well-built man, and they sent me on a date with a marathon runner. He was a lovely man, but you just wouldn't put us together. He was so skinny. The first date I went on, he was extremely shy and had no dress sense. The second, third and fourth were all unemployed, and one of them lived in a caravan. One man phoned me up to set up a date in quite a drunken state, which was very threatening. I don't know. I don't know if there's any legislation for men being shit. I think there isn't.
I think they just aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that not the rule?
I don't know if she's going to get her money back.
Or maybe you could say, you know, the marathon runner, he might be nice, you know, instead of just going, oh, he's skinny, so I'm not going to do it. Maybe.
Well, she said they're all perfectly nice, but they're all unsuitable, and some of them are unemployed. So, I mean,
beggars can't be fucking choosers.
She's too picky, isn't she?
A man.
She's 49. She's not a looker.
A man ate 53.75 hot dogs in 12 minutes.
Brilliant! Was he related to the man who ate all the toasties yesterday?
No, I think this is easier than eating toasties, because you don't really have to chew hot dogs, you can just go...
Yeah. So you're doing a demonstration there, it's very visual. Still not really grasped the concept of the audio only.
I did a noise as well. I could probably a lot, actually, in 12 minutes. Maybe we could have our own little competition.
I mean, you can get a good vegetarian hot dog, so I'm happy to.
Well, maybe we could have our own eating competition.
We've also got to do the smash challenge.
The smash challenge as well. Do you want to explain that?
Well, Zina said she was very drunk on Monday that she could fool me into eating having a plate of smash and a plate of real mashed potato, and says I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I think clearly I would. Only a fool would be duped by that.
I still think she will be fooled. But, yeah, we were saying that we were going to make fake potato skin and stuff in there.
It got quite complicated, yeah. we were a little bit drunk. Should we share the conversation we had afterwards? No.
What was that?
It was mainly about female ejaculation.
Oh, yeah, you thought it wasn't... it didn't happen. Mm. I thought it did happen. Abba thought it did happen... But the discussion was, is it ejaculation or is it gushing? I think we should put a warning sign on this.
Okay.
Keira Knightley, after her stunning good yesterday with her dress, as people now have said, oh, she looks very thin, could she be anorexic? And she's saying, no, I'm not. Just skinny.
Yeah.
Wow. Keith Richards is to play Johnny Depp's father in the next Pirates of the Caribbean film.
Ah, oh, if only they could get Russell Brand in there as well. It would make your head explode with all they're all slightly imitating each other ways.
He had all his clothes off, apart from his pants, yesterday on the telly when it was going, you know, and after Big Brother, and he goes, oh yeah, coming up, Big Brother. Mm. And he was all naked. It's disgusting.
I didn't see that.
Well, I wish I hadn't.
The Daily Mail today got a big page here of pictures of doggies, and you go, brilliant, pictures of dogs, but it's quite sad because it's all good British breeds of dogs that are being killed off by bloody foreigners. I mean, not killed off exactly, but they're...
What, half-caste dogs?
They're not, the ones that aren't in favour anymore. I think it's Paris Hilton's fault because now Shih Tzus and Lhasa Apso's are flourishing because they're more trendy than British breeds. But look at some of these dogs. Some of them aren't very nice, but there's a few I wanted to mention. The Dandy Dinmont Terrier, gorgeous. Look at him.
He's a snappy little bugger there.
Oh, I love him. He used to flush out foxes and badgers.
See? Nasty.
No, that would help. What's little hedgehogs. He is one of my favourites. He's a Skye Terrier. He's got his hair, his fringe in his eyes. Only 30 Skye Terrier puppies were born last year. As opposed to Labradors, 50,000. One of which my mummy got.
I think that's too many dogs.
The Lancashire Heeler, he's pretty cute. He's like a tiny little Alsatian. And the Otterhound, he was my favourite. Look at him, he's lovely. He's very big and very hairy. He's built to gallop.
I like him if he was small.
An Irish Setter. Irish Water Spaniel. Irish Setters are good. Anyway, there's a picture of some dogs. There's also a really creepy-looking corgi that's got wolf's eyes, but a sort of stumpy corgi body.
They've probably got porphyria.
Probably.
All the royal family have.
There's a dog's willy.
That's quite big. Now, how much sleep do you think you get on an average night when you've had a good night's sleep?
A good night? About 7 hours.
Well, you probably only get 5.5, according to this stuff. I didn't really read it, but...
Oh, okay. To be honest, that would explain why I feel knackered all the time. Cheryl Tweedy's come out and said, oh, I'm not a proper wife and girlfriend because I've got my own career. I'm not just going around spending money. And she thinks that Victoria Beckham has got... she's very witty.
I'm sure she's probably very nice. Spaceship went up yesterday.
Yay!
And there's a feature on it in the news last night. One of the, there's the only English astronaut to go on it. Older, but as soon as he started talking, he thought, oh yeah, I would. Because
really?
He was just like, they were going, oh, what if something goes wrong? And he's like, well, it's alright, we'll just stay in the space station and wait until they send another ship up.
Practical.
And you know, the way he talked about it was like going down the road for a pasty, and you think, oh yeah, you'd be good in charge of me.
Huh? Pensioner has been attacked by a crazed cannibal who ate his thumb and bit chunks from his face and body. I mean, what it sounds like is there's a burglar who was disturbed by this old man, so he sort of lashed out and bit him. They've illustrated it with a picture of Hannibal Lecter. I don't know if it's comparable, really. I suspect
it's pretty horrible. I wouldn't like someone biting a bit of me.
No.
Not, you know.
I wouldn't.
Now, if you call Ben, you're going to crash your car.
Oh.
And if you're called Sophie, you're probably going to crash your car as well.
Oh. I'm not called Ben or Sophie.
No, there's no mention of your name, but men named Ben, Dean, Alex and Carl are all likely to crash.
Oh, Carl, yeah. And Dean.
And Sophie, Natalie, Maria and Leanne are all crap at driving as well. So don't accept lifts from them.
Talking of Ben's, got some homoerotic news for you.
Mm.
Dishy Ben Fogel is getting married. Oh. He's asked his naked rowing mate, James Cracknell, to be his best man.
Mm.
They'll probably touch each other up before the ceremony.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, another one bites the dust. It would never have worked out there. Never met him.
Have you run out of news?
No, there's a lot of stuff about food eating and competition.
Well, I think that's why we should jump on the bandwagon.
There's a picture here of loads of Americans eating turkeys, like just shoving it in. I'd quite fancy doing that.
There was, you're on a page here with the TV on, there's a CSI all about eating competitions as
really?
Well. Yeah, can't remember what happened, but someone died.
It's big in the US, isn't it?
They do a lot of eating competitions, yeah. It's like in Stand By Me, there's one in that, isn't
there? Was there?
I think so.
What do they eat?
Pie.
What would be your ideal thing to eat that you think you could eat the most of?
Skittle sours.
Oh, I couldn't eat many of those.
No, I probably couldn't really. That's one of my things I'm into at the moment. Marmite or toast. Chips.
I think those are all quite difficult things.
Really?
To
what
eat.
Sort of thing would you suggest then for me?
Something that you can just swallow quite easily that doesn't need a lot of chewing.
Soup.
Again, no, probably not. It's quite high. It's quite dense.
Straw.
Isn't it?
What doesn't need chewing? Candy floss. Marshmallow.
Maybe marshmallows. Oh. I think you have your marshmallows. I'll have sausages. Do you remember when we were in Edinburgh the other year and I saw all those sausages?
We spent ages weighing up how many you could eat.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Thank you for listening to Newsbox. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and talk of things that we might eat and people we might shag. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.